Okay, so spoiler alert. We're just talking about how I'm not entirely sure which Emperor Palpatine definition, explanation, I like the best. Jay, your thoughts on that? What we're talking about, Rise of Skywalker here. If you haven't seen it, tune off. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to put a time code either. Just come back later.
It's in the trailer that he comes back. Like,
right, but
that's true, but not how necessarily.
So, opening crawl.
My favorite, the dead speak. My favorite explanation that I don't necessarily think is true, but I like the best is the one I said last week, that he's been a clone the entire time. We were watching Palpatine on the Death Star.
That was an interesting one. I like that.
He's been hanging out in his GLaDOS rigger on Exegol, and when the clone died, he lost it. It's almost like a Horcrux thing in Harry Potter. So he lost some of his power. And so he's been kind of pulling the strings from that. I think more likely the explanation we're going to get is just a Dark Empire. He's a he's that Palpatine that we saw in Rise of Skywalker is a clone, not the original.
I think that is what we're going to get also, and I kind of like that one better. I don't like the other one as much. I've been thinking about it, and I just, something about it, like it just bothers me that throughout the whole original trilogy we were fighting some fake Palpatine. Just throughout the whole of even the prequels,
we're
fighting some knockoff.
Yeah.
I like it. I kind of like it better.
I like it. I like Jay's one because it's like this, that it ties everything in, and it goes all the way back to the prequels.
Yeah, but
it would be
you don't
cool.
need to.
It would be cool, but yeah, agreed. I don't think it's necessary.
It was Emperor Palpatine the whole time, even through the prequels. What I think is you don't need to do is tie it to like this through line to like he's been around for like 2,000 years pulling the strings as
he wasn't
as this clone. I mean,
I would even cut it to like he started cloning himself because he killed. I don't know. Is Plagueis still canon?
I don't know. Palpatine?
Well, the prequels
no. Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Canon.
Was that actually just Palpatine?
No. Plagueis was his master, who he killed at the end.
How do you know he wasn't also Plagueis, but as a clone?
What? No.
Well, no. It was in the novelization.
There's like a whole thing.
But he killed him at the end of Phantom Menace, like in the Darth. It was like the Troy Denning Darth Plagueis novel.
Uh-huh.
Palpatine, timeline-wise, killed Darth Plagueis at the end of Phantom Menace.
So Darth Plagueis is supposed to be alive throughout the Phantom Menace movie?
Yes. He's still old as shit.
But there's always two.
Palpatine and Plagueis.
And so he was training Maul in secret.
He was training,
All right, I gotcha. All right. Okay.
The rule of two is like...
The rule of two
They go so fast.
No, Palpatine invented the rule of two 2,000 years ago. He's playing it out across the centuries.
Too fast and loose with it. They play too fast.
And he said Who was it?
It's supposed to be the spirit of the rule of two. You're supposed to have a master and an apprentice, and the apprentice is always seeking to become the master, but through violence, and almost like a pirate type
situation. Is
it Plagueis
or Palpatine... wanted to abolished the rule of two, something like that too. That was mentioned in the novelization, one of the novelizations.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But that might now be Legends canon.
A lot of it is, but
and that's all fine, just none of it is in the movies, which is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the Star Wars. And that's not to say I haven't read a number of these books.
Of
it's just when Disney wiped the slate, I was
okay, I got to mind wipe all of that.
Then we're going to do all that it's all gone.
Yep.
It's,
like a lot
we're playing
of
by
is.
The mouse's rules now.
Yes,
some of it was kept, but really just the bare bones.
Well, they discounted all of it. They said none of it's true. Mm-hmm. So now nobody has any claim to any of it. Like you can't say like, oh my, that was my idea. They're like, no, that wasn't your idea. We said your shit wasn't canon.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna make a movie that's slightly different.
Big time part of it was they didn't want to have to pay everybody. Of course.
Well, because think about it, the amount of Star Wars stories that are out there.
Oh god,
they've done. Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you, if you're a Star Wars author, you can obviously take something out of the movies and be like, oh, I kind of did that already, and that was my idea, and you need to pay me for that. And there's a chance that you'll win a court case. There's a chance that Disney will just pay you to go away. But you avoid all that by just being like, no, it's not canon.
Here's is that true, though?
Whiteboard that we're just going to...
Well, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it was discussed with
Kathleen
Kennedy.
No. I mean, like, in the abstract, is that how it works? So, like...
It would give you a certain plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Like, and I could see characters... I could see you being able to yoink some of the Rogue Squadron, or, like, the X-Wing series, but then I feel like... And I have no idea.
Well, I don't know who owns the rights to any of this, too, so LucasArts may very well have the rights to some of these stories.
Ooh, that's
it's all
true.
Part of the contract.
Might all be LucasArts.
It was all part of the contract.
But there's just so many...
Fiction
stories that were...
But could I pull, like, Corran Horn from Legends and not pay Michael Stackpole royalties?
Right.
Like if I'm Disney, is that possible or is that still Stackpole's character?
Oh, no, I think that's a good question. But I don't think you could use the same literal character.
But
you could tell the same story. Yeah. You could be like oh, his name's Darth Jeffrey now.
It's like they did with Thrawn. Like, yeah, I don't know if he's.
Well, they retconned Thrawn a little bit. They haven't
did,
done...
But it's Admiral Thrawn. Like,
but Thrawn, yeah. I think, was
but
one
Tim
of
Zahn
their
wrote...
characters.
No, Thrawn was Tim Zahn's character.
Well, somehow they got the rights to him because they did Clone Wars. Was Clone Wars before Disney or after?
Before.
Before.
Partly you before, partly after. You... I haven't, I just As... know.
And the more we talk about Star Wars, dude, and been, the yeah. more Star Wars nonsense I've learned that you've consumed over the
it's
years,
weird that
the
I
more I'm
done
like,
Clone
I cannot
Wars.
Believe.
I just saw a really great video about it, too, about like how it connects to, like how he connected, he basically, the guy connected it to just that little conversation in Obi-Wan's house where he's talking about like, he was, you know, your father was my friend, greatest general. And like he kept like then flashing to the scenes.
Like intercutting.
The... Yeah, I was like, oh, that's really good. I'm like, this would sell Jay on it if he hasn't already.
I'd like to see that video.
Yeah,
but
it's really well done. Yeah.
You promised to send me something last week and I still haven't gotten it.
Oh,
and I forget what it was.
Total B2.
So I only remembered in editing and then I was like, I should, yeah, I'm just not going to buy it.
Oh, it's the lefty gun control thing.
Oh, yeah. More gun advocate groups that you approve of.
Not NRA.
That aren't the NRA.
Yeah, you had brought something up.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't know of any videos, but organizations.
Oh,
yeah,
I just meant a link to something.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
So that's two you owe me now.
Okay, yeah, but was there a video? God, I don't even know.
No, I think you were just talking about the
link
to the organization.
I need something to look at. Okay. There's a reference. To read, yeah. Something that...
Gotcha.
Hand me a pamphlet, Brandon. You want to go old school?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I have this brochure.
Bring literature.
Yeah. People love that.
Oh, we should do another Scientology episode.
Oh, that should be in the works.
Yeah,
definitely.
That was fun. All
that
right.
was a great one.
We'll talk about that. We'll get lazy one week and not watch any movies. Oh my God! Speaking of movies and Disney, because apparently that's all you can talk about when you
that's
talk
it.
About movies these days.
Disney here.
There used to be laws against these types of. Movies. I think they were. It's like a board game now, though. It's not a law anymore.
I think the law was named after the board game. I
oh,
believe.
Okay.
The guy invented the board game, and they were like, "That's a good idea. We should make that a law."
Then never and never enforce it yeah. though.
Yeah. Nope.
Who's Disney's biggest competitor? Oh my God, we got to talk about movies.
For giving us the hook.
Well, we could talk about Disney all night because these are Disney movies.
We're
so
going to
talk
about
Disney
for the next couple of months.
Like. Yeah, let's just fucking talk about it.
Hey, baby, I hear the NAFcast calling with Brandon and Jay and Dave. They may seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But they got hot takes. And they don't know what to do with all these Democratic candidates. Bernie's running again. Retcons, reboots, and requels. Nobody asked for this.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
Or Underland, if you are to believe the remake.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know what that was about.
It's not.
But general feelings, gentlemen?
They were both good. I was surprised I liked the Tim Burton one more. I had only seen it once, and I was surprised I enjoyed it as much as I did the second time.
The Tim Burton is the 2010 one. That's the live action
the
with Johnny Depp.
The Johnny Depp one.
Right, right.
And the original one is great. I had forgotten that one completely.
Really?
Or maybe had never seen the whole thing end to end when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, that may have been the first time I sat down and watched it all in all, one setting. So
your childhood was abnormal.
Apparently.
Everybody Jay? Saw that.
I know.
I really liked the 2010 one, the Tim Burton remake. I never liked the original Alice in Wonderland, and I still do not like
really?
The original Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I just never... Huh. And it's like, I can almost not put my finger on why I don't like it. But I remember being a kid and just being like, I don't like this movie.
Weird.
I can probably
tell you exactly why you don't like it. Because I hate this movie. I have had... I hated both of these movies.
Wow.
Frankly. I had an awful week, guys. which is why when you said that you'd never seen the whole thing, I was just kind of like, wow, you lucky bastard. because I've seen the original one a number of times when I was a kid.
So at this point, I've seen the remake more than I've seen the original.
Okay.
Clearly. I've seen the remake twice at least. And it seems like I only saw the first one.
The original just at least had the common decency to be short.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice that it was short.
That's the best part about it.
Over 2 hours of... Here's the problem.
Yeah,
here's
that was one
I
of my problems with the Tim Burton one.
That you like these movies, Jay, is it's nonsense.
Oh, totally.
The whole thing Absolutely. Is nonsense.
But I like nonsense.
Do you?
Not as much as you think
I
you
guess
do.
Not. I don't know if that's why. Because the whole time I'm watching this and I'm like, I still don't like this. And I still, and I was trying to figure out, I'm like, why don't I like this?
This isn't even meant to be like humorous nonsense. It's just nonsense.
It makes zero sense.
Nonsense for the sake of nonsense.
Like, yeah.
It's her crazy... It's her crazy, you know, world in her head or whatever. The hell.
And when was the original one?
1951.
51, right?
51.
So is this the earliest one we've seen?
So far of the Disney's, yes. This
right.
is the earliest one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was...
Which is a feat for the animation. They
under an hour and a half?
Oh, yeah. It was like
It was 81 minutes, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Nice, short movie. By the time you're starting to... Your brain's getting frustrated with all the nonsense. It's kind of signing you out.
Mm-hmm.
Just this new one, just 2:15, 2 hours and 15 minutes of just nonsense. And I feel like I just sat there and I was like, And the queen's not interesting. And they try to do this whole side story to put like something in it.
I like Crispin Glover. He was good. He was the queen's like
lackey
assassin guy. Yeah.
The guy who I just kept calling the Jack, but
the knave.
Yes, the knave with the eye patch. Yeah.
What were they calling him in the movie?
The knave.
The knave. Yeah.
I don't know if there was another.
I don't think he has a name. Like, I don't think actually.
All I heard was Stain.
Oh yes, I think that is it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I would have taken knave.
I had the subtitles on, so I think that was it. Yeah.
Jack would have worked. I mean, he was just like random evil guy.
He's Crispin Glover. That's what he does.
He was fine. I really liked the whatever the cards were.
Oh yeah,
the card
they were
soldiers.
That was really
that
well
was cool.
done.
The
live like stylistically, I think it's a well done movie. They did a really good job of making a modern Tim Burton-y take on Wonderland. I appreciated that at least.
I thought that was going to take me out of it at first, but it didn't.
What?
I thought it was going to take me out of it at first, but it didn't. Like while I was when she first went to Wonderland in 2010. It's like, I don't know how I feel about the CGI and then the
It was just after Big Fish. And like you could see he worked with the same production company from Big Fish, which is one of my favorite Tim Burton movies. I fucking cry like a baby every time I say that movie. It's so good. You could tell it's the same production company. It's like that kind of, everything's glossy and like, in that movie, it's magical realism in Big Fish. But this is, of course, just total surrealism. But it's that same production company where it's almost believable. It's almost realistic. Like, feel like you're
that's right. I feel like I was a little uncanny valleyed at the beginning.
Yes.
And then I was like,
but Tweedledee
right.
and Tweedledum freak me out.
They're freaky.
They're unnatural beings.
They're unnatural. They need to burn.
What happened to the dodo? The dodo was in it in the beginning, and then by the end, he doesn't appear for like the pose. Like he last you see is he gives the queen her croquet mallet, the flamingo, and then he just disappears. And I was like, oh, I kind of like the dodo.
Yeah, he's my favorite in the beginning.
I just like him from the original one.
Yeah, the original one. That's when I was like, I've never seen this before because I never remembered that character at
really?
All. Yep.
Yeah, there's some good bits in the original.
Yeah.
But
a lot more music. The music was music the entire time. It apparently is one of the most musical Disney movies there are. Because it's like everybody just kind of sings their lines a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a ton of official songs.
There's, like
there's
songs,
the flower song.
But it's just
there's...
like everybody's just kind of singing their song.
Right.
Their lines.
Yeah, and it's all like nursery rhymey.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is what makes it kind of interesting. And the nonsense of it is, I guess, acceptable because of that. But I just feel like when you're seeing live, real humans doing it, and it goes on for over 2 hours, it just got so draining to me. I was just like, oh my God.
And they made the whole, like, they added that whole political, like, with the White Queen.
The side action with the White Queen.
That whole
also,
thing.
Who was
very,
the White Queen?
Very problematic.
Totally
White
unnecessary.
Queen. Red Queen. Not,
Dave's
cool.
beginning has left us dark.
Just unnecessary.
That was, I mean, and like that was in the 2010 one. The 1951 one. Nothing.
No, none of that. None of that.
All legit.
Oh, I thought I saw something I could have picked apart.
Oh, what?
No, I
what
definitely
do you
did.
Really?
Yeah, like completely ridiculously, but.
Sure.
I can't remember.
It wasn't a single dancing crow.
No racist
in the whole fucking
yeah.
movie.
Not that, not that I remember.
Yeah. I mean, those flowers, I don't know. Some of them looked a little Asian-y.
No, they were supposed to look all upper crust, and I think they visually did a great style of that to make them look like Victorian upper crust.
The one with the
eye
things,
exactly.
The
eyeglasses,
the purple one.
Yes.
Violet? Is she literally a violet?
I guess she must be. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a flower person. I'm not a talking flower person.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know flower.
But yeah, that was cool. Like there's bits in the first one
yes,
that you're like oh,
definitely, yeah.
But then maybe having the story involved. Hurt it more than helped it because it tried to take itself a little too seriously. The 2010 one was
really,
this big political. I almost feel like they were trying to start a universe.
And that's why there was a sequel.
There is a 2016 sequel. I did see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sequel to.
Well, this is the sequel. 2010 is the sequel to 51.
Yes,
right?
Technically,
if I was
is.
Reading that right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That, okay. That's what they keep saying.
When
like,
they're flashing back, like right at the end.
You've been here on this.
She flashes back to the tea party. She flashes back to
interesting
the queen. I think, yeah, like right towards the end when she does all those flashbacks.
I never really caught that. I thought that they just meant like that she always kind of retreated to Wonderland in her head, but you're specifically saying it was that time from the original movie.
That was how I read it. I didn't look into
that was my reading of it.
I
kind of like it better that way.
No, that's absolutely right. They I think they explicitly said it at least once.
Yeah.
It was,
she
this
said,
is
like,
a
I've
sequel.
Been here before. Mm-hmm. Like,
and there's an Alice in Wonderland 2, I think, sequel to the original.
Animated?
I wouldn't doubt it, yeah.
We may be watching these
really?
Terrible movies. Trust me, if we can avoid it, I'll avoid it.
We already have to do the 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, I know.
But
they own everything.
They don't own everything, Jay. These are just Disney movies.
They own everything.
These are strictly Disney movies. Right. We can get to that later.
Like Walt Disney drew these himself.
Yeah, literally.
He's still alive.
Iwerks.
Like, keeping his head alive down underneath
alive.
The castle.
God.
I've been there.
You're a lunatic.
It's scary.
It talks to you.
It does. It's got robot arms and it just draws
it's like
shit.
Mr.
Just
House from Vegas.
Shit. He's still making all the movies.
It's just yep.
It was all Ub Iwerks anyway. That's the whole story. Ub Iwerks. That was like his partner.
I don't know who that is.
He was like the guy who actually drew Mickey and like did most of the animation for
Steamboat Mickey, right?
Yeah. He's the guy who mainly did most of what Disney's famous for. Disney didn't do as much animation by the end of it. And I was looking in the credits of this 51 version and he showed up right there. Ub Iwerks. What a name.
Oh, okay.
What a name.
Yeah, right. No wonder they went with Walt Disney.
Old-timey name, yeah.
Iwerks World.
Yeah, it was never going to work.
Nope. Iwerks Land.
Ub's World? No.
Ub's World. Come to Ub's World.
Come to Ub's.
What a weird old name.
Free fireworks at Ub's World. We got grits. I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed both of them. But I also
could not disagree more.
I wasn't into them, but I
sounds like you were.
He sounds like he was a huge fan of
sounds like you really liked him.
I just liked them.
I don't know. It was just like it was the first one, the 51 one. It was like I couldn't follow it. It's
moves,
like now there's
so
walruses
quick.
And there's singing
so
and
nothing really makes sense. Nothing really happens. It's almost like a bunch of vignettes like tied together.
It's like people
you're not supposed to follow it.
Ate mushrooms separate times though. It's like they ate mushrooms and wrote a scene. And then they waited a week and then ate some more mushrooms and wrote another scene. Well, like there's nothing there's
Lewis
no
Carroll
connective tissue.
Here's
that's
the
Lewis
thing
Carroll.
The interesting thing about the original. Because it's obviously it's adapted from Lewis Carroll, I guess you'd call it a short story.
I think it was
a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Which I think is technically called Through the Looking Glass.
Yes.
That's
and then,
the title for the second one.
That is the title.
Was that the title for the second one, or was it the? I thought Alice
no,
in Wonderland
Alice
was actually the sequel.
Through the Looking Glass was the name of the original,
right?
I think, and Alice in Wonderland is the sequel.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is the sequel to Through the Looking Glass.
Bookwise,
and then
oh no, I meant the movie.
And then Alice in Wonderland was adapted from Alice's Adventures.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland 2, I believe, is called Through the Looking Glass.
So. I've never actually read the whole thing, but I've discussed parts of it in like English classes from when I was in college. So there's actually like some really interesting like thematic and like experimental writing going on from like a an author's point of view, but it doesn't, when you put it on screen, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
It completely is, yeah.
And I mean, it's colorful nonsense. And for the 50s, I mean, anything that was colorful, you'd just be like, oh.
Oh, people thought it was the most amazing shit, too. Plus, a lot of it was that rotoscoped stuff, too. Like back when they used like live models to do the like animatics. If you've ever seen that old footage, like where they have the, they have like an actress playing Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Alice filming her doing like the stuff. And that would be what they would have.
Draw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it was technically rotoscoping, but you know what I mean. They use that as the reference. But
I mean, I'm not going to knock the animation. You're never going to knock the animation quality of a Disney
Absolutely
movie.
Absolutely not.
That's always going to be its one redeeming factor. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's enough to get a movie by. Like, it's just its animation.
If anything, I thought the 2010 one should have been animated.
Yeah, I mean, well, it mostly was anyway. It's not.
Yeah, there was a lot of CGI going on.
All blue screen.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. I mean, there were some not terrible parts.
Yeah.
Favorite part of the 2010 one?
I liked the Hatter. I liked almost anything involved.
Believe it or not,
of course,
I hate to say it, but it's Johnny Depp. Yeah. Like, he's still good in whatever he does. Like,
at least he wasn't a pirate.
Exactly.
Although he went Scottish at points, which I didn't understand.
No, his accent
right?
fucking changed throughout the entire movie.
It's all over the place.
That was kind of, I think that that was a choice of his.
Yeah, and I actually kind of liked that.
Yeah.
It's like almost like he was switching personalities.
Because he's that crazy.
For the
Yeah, right. That was
the
part
situation.
Of madness.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I like the Jabberwocky. I don't know. I know. I feel like you didn't like the Jabberwocky. I mean, liked how they incorporated
it's a fun
the
word.
Jabberwocky. It is a fun word.
Yeah,
the poem. I thought it was cool.
It was Christopher Lee. So like,
I like the dance group, the Jabberwockies. I'm just the Jabberwocky in this movie. I mean, I could take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. That's the connective tissue that I needed, I feel like, for the movie. There was a greater quest going on.
Oh, see, I hated that.
that's what made it too long. Like to me,
yeah, exactly.
Like they didn't need that whole like, she's the chosen one. Like that.
What happens?
She certainly wasn't the chosen one in the first one.
No,
like,
no.
She just falls through a hole and accidentally makes her way through fucking Wonderland, like barely getting, you know, barely surviving or getting her head cut off. And that's basically that movie. Like,
yeah,
that's really it. In this one, there's a lesson to learn. There's a whole thing where she gotta be on her own and be a strong woman.
There's a hero's quest involved.
It's really
they do a chosen one narrative where they're just like, hey, guess what? We're doing this, and then they just cram the Alice in Wonderland story around it.
Yeah,
which felt weird.
Yeah,
but
and added an extra hour to the movie.
That's why I thought they really were trying to start like their own cinematic universe. It was going to be Alice's like quest against like the powers of darkness in Wonderland.
No, she really just needed to make a business deal in the end with her. With the guy
I could have, you know, I could have done
the
without.
I respected her after that.
And then the whole beginning, I didn't need the whole like Victorian wedding scene and like.
Oh, but you got it.
I didn't need any of that.
That's what, yeah.
And I didn't need the.
It was
end.
Part of her arc, Jay.
It was, but I agree with Jay. Like, there was almost no point to the first movie, and there had to be a point, and it had to have a political, like not political, social message, like in this one, and it didn't need it. At all.
The original was the ramblings of a child.
Exactly.
So it's meant to be nonsensical because it's from like a child's point of view. It's their imagination.
It's more just a visual audio nonsense. Treat. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
And when you said it, I think it's like a bunch of vignettes, I think that's entirely accurate because in
the book, maybe?
In different parts of the book, I think he's like trying to do different stuff.
Hmm.
Like my favorite part was always the caterpillar.
Yes.
Because the caterpillar's got like this identity thing going on, mm-hmm. and he also emphasizes letters.
I did like that.
And they play that up
that
so
would be
well
my
in the original
favorite
one. Yeah. Like, that's one of my favorite scenes.
You.
My favorite scene. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And all they talk about is who they are, who she is, mm-hmm. and who he is, and the whole time he's picking on her grammar, the words she uses to mm-hmm. describe herself. And there's this whole thing going on about how, you know, we use words to make up who we are. Who are you? I gotta say it to you.
That's
words.
That's some heady shit for the time.
Yeah,
that's trippy.
And then there was some other nonsense in there. That's the part I always remember. And then the walrus and the carpenter,
like,
which
was
is another
that?
Part I liked.
Like, I like that thing, but it's a vignette. Like, what does it do? What does it add? Nothing. It doesn't really add anything.
Yeah, I did not like
it
that
adds
part.
Nothing.
That's where I was like, I remember, I did not like this movie.
That's one of my favorite parts.
I
liked
it.
He ate all the oysters.
But it just, But it adds nothing. It just if you could cut that part out completely, it doesn't change anything about the movie.
It's a cautionary tale for everybody.
Don't eat oysters.
No, the oysters.
There's something about why they said why the mother oyster pointed to the calendar and it said R. I was reading the trivia about it.
Oh yeah.
Something about back in the day when oysters were like a big deal, like they were only in season. I think it's months. The letter R in it or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Ending in R or something. Yes. I remember my mom telling me that when we were younger,
too. That's like a super old-timey thing, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So there was like a joke that went way, way, way over our heads when we were kids. That doesn't even really matter, so.
It's still got the point across, which is that this wise mother oyster was advising her naive children to not get taken in by someone who offers them...
Kings and cabbage.
Yeah, is whatever. He's a sweet talker. He's a fast talker.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah.
He talks a lot of nonsense, but it sounds really good.
Yeah.
He takes in these oysters with promises of adventure and cabbages and kings. It's bullshit.
I gotcha.
And it's a cautionary tale against the carpenter for basically being for trusting someone who's untrustable.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's got one over on the walrus. And in the end, the walrus stabs him in the back and reaps all the benefits.
I guess so.
And then it's a caution against the walrus because once people have had enough, they'll start swinging hammers at you. Like the carpenter.
Yeah.
So it's a cautionary tale for everybody.
I guess, yeah. I feel that there are better ways to have done that. But this was Lewis Carroll.
Like,
That was Lewis Carroll.
Oh, I'm sure he was trying to do something else at the time, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's fun little... Like,
there's messages to be had.
That takes like 5 minutes, and then they're out of there.
But again, they're never, they're...
Yeah, but I was like, that's what it was. It's like, well, now this has no greater impact on the story.
I agree.
Sure.
And it kind of bothers me, too, but...
That's why I said you wouldn't like it, because it's all nonsense. It's a series of nonsense.
Really,
there's no story going on.
There's no through line, yeah.
She's lost.
That's it. It's the only thing that's the through line.
Yeah.
That's
it. There's no... transformative, like, I guess there's no real transformative journey. Like, Alice is almost a flat character.
How does she get out? What's the climax of this movie? I mean, the climax is the Red Queen, but what does she do to get away from the Red Queen?
Oh my god, I just saw this.
I know.
I fucking hate this movie.
You know what the worst part is?
What?
I couldn't tell you either.
Like, I remember.
She just gets away. She wakes up.
She goes like running, and then she's somewhere else, and there's water again, and. Then she's going up through a thing, and she's out of the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the water level rises, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, nothing happens. She doesn't, defeat the Red Queen. She doesn't slay a dragon. She doesn't accomplish anything. She's like, huh.
A monarchy.
That was close.
Yeah, there's really nothing... There's no overarching plot. There's no... But it's just a visual and audio treat, the first one.
But I still liked it better.
I still like the first one.
Than someone taking a bunch of nonsense from the original and trying to make a hero's journey thing out of it. Because now you've got like this thing you're trying to cram all the nonsense into, and it just turns into a load of nonsense that's longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Much longer.
I would definitely rather watch the 2010 one. Because I at least enjoyed it.
Okay. I mean, I could. We were all at odds here.
Yeah, and I think that's it, too. Like, because it's well acted, I feel like.
Mm.
And that's part of it. Where, like.
I'm a big fan of all the voices that were in it. Like, Martin Sheen was. Michael Sheen, the British Sheen guy, was the White Rabbit. You had, like I said, Crispin Glover. You got Johnny Depp. You got Helen Bonham Carter. You got, what's her face? Anne Hathaway.
That's who that was.
Who else? Tweedledee and Tweedledum were that bald British comedian guy. I know you don't know him, Dave, but it had a lot of good performers. And the caterpillar was
in there.
And yes, and the caterpillar was Alan Rickman.
So. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
Snape.
And Stephen Fry was the fucking Cheshire Cat. Like,
oh
yeah,
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, so I love everybody in it. Totally. Yeah.
The Cheshire Cat who's unpleasant to look at.
In this one,
in 2010.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cheshire Cat always weirded me out. I remember that about the 51 too, or 51. I was like, yeah, I don't like this guy. I don't like cats.
He was much more maniacal looking in the newer one.
Yeah. He wasn't scary originally.
He was menacing
just
looking in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he was supposed to be a little unnerving. She meets him in that dark forest,
and he is a tripped out,
lost
cat.
Her way.
That's what he, you know, yeah. A magical cat.
Yeah, to me, the Mad Hatter and the March Hare are like, they're low on the ratings pool for the original.
Yeah,
they go
like their scene's good, but then it's just like,
it's fine.
Yeah. They're in it for like 30 seconds.
They're all about tea.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you get it? Could they talk about tea more?
Tea.
Oh, it's not your birthday. Fuck.
Your unbirthday.
Hey guys, it's my unbirthday too.
Oh, is it?
It's very, very merry unbirthday.
Thanks,
to
yeah.
you.
That's crazy. You know who else's unbirthday it is?
Who's?
It's mine.
No way.
Yeah, it's ballistic.
Merry unbirthday.
You see how this is nonsense? Because you can talk about it forever and it means
crazy.
Nothing. Of
it's
course
so
it's your unbirthday.
Crazy. It's so weird.
It's my birthday.
It's not.
Oh, well,
though.
Now you're just ruining it, Jay.
And then you can't have any unbirthday cake.
So fine, I'll have birthday cake.
See, we're still talking about nonsense.
It was not. It's a nonsense story.
That's all it was. It was just hours of nonsense.
And Tim Burton was like, I'm going to make sense of this.
Right?
We're going to have a dragon.
There needs to be a lesson
voiced
here.
Voiced by Christopher Lee. And we're going to have, we're going to make a whole political coup from the White Queen, who was never mentioned. And I'm sure she was in the story, but I don't know.
I don't know if she was.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Don't think I ever read the fairy tale.
This is back in like my college years.
Yeah, so I remember. Sure.
I don't think we even read the whole thing. It was like select excerpts, passages. Yeah. But a lot of nonsense then. It's a lot of nonsense now.
Yeah.
It's like the Beatles.
I feel like I read something about like the Beatles music is not that great, and which it's not. Like,
this is just my own personal opinion. I am by no means a musical expert. I am musically inept, but I'm just not a huge fan of the Beatles.
I'm not either.
That's like me and the Stones. Like I can respect what they did, but I their music
exactly
does nothing.
There's
for
like
me.
Three or four good songs that I'm like, those are really good, and the rest of them, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
But they were instrumental, and they were, you know,
yeah, they were cutting edge at the time.
It was a
yeah.
big deal, and
But they're the first boy band. They would have been in sync if it was in the 90s or like, you know, that's
they should be so lucky.
That's what they would have been though in this. Well, NSYNC was when we were growing
NSYNC
up.
NSYNC is still cranking out hits.
Are they really?
I have no idea.
Dave, don't
I have
really
to hope
know
not.
These things.
I
feel like they probably
not.
Are though. I feel like you're not wrong. They're
I guarantee
like
you they got together for like a Christmas album
or like a reunion
at some point
yeah.
in the past. They've definitely done like a charity gig or
yes.
something.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
They're not dead.
Yeah,
just wait.
They only
are they Jags?
Come back.
Maybe
they've been here for years.
Oh, man, I'm leaving after that one. But I don't know. I thought they were both fun, though.
I mean, these movies
compared to a lot of the depressing or like violent and stuff like movies we have been watching through, you know, in the past, it's kind of nice to be like, oh, Disney movies, like these can't hurt me, like you know what I mean, like okay. they're all non-threatening, like they're all.
Would you rather? This just is for Dave. Not
God,
for you.
I know what you're gonna
say. Would
you anyway,
rather
you
watch the full Blade Runner 2?
Oh wow!
Or whatever the full name of it was, right?
Uh-huh.
Or would you rather watch the full like 5-hour Alice in Wonderland animated on loop the entire time for the full 5 hours of Blade Runner?
Oh, so it's the same amount of time.
It's the same amount of time. You have the choice to either watch Blade Runner for 22
wow.
days or Alice in Wonderland for that full runtime of 22 days.
Wow. Okay. Can I mute one of them?
You cannot mute anything. You must watch it at normal volume. I'm not going to make you turn up the blah, 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 blah.
That's the hardest part because here's I would take Blade Runner in a heartbeat just because at least it's got a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the blah,
I can't. Yeah, that's where it's with me too.
I don't know how long I could tolerate that.
Again,
but I'll tell you what.
If you saw it in IMAX, those blahs made a difference. If you saw it on a television, exactly, and it felt great.
Nauseous.
But if you watch it on a TV, you're just like, oh, I'm blowing out my TV speakers. This is bad. No.
Literally
no.
gave Christine a migraine.
I believe it. Yeah.
It's like what I compare all movies to now in my head while I'm watching them. If I don't want to watch them, I'm like, well, at least I'm not watching Blade Runner.
Yeah. It's like the most offensive of all movies.
It really is.
Like, it literally offends my senses.
And it angers me because I should like it. It's a movie that I
that's
should.
What really, absolutely. That's what blows my mind. Like, it's like, it's something that I thought was right up your alley.
It is right absolutely. Up my alley, yeah. And I fucking hate it. And it makes me even more mad that I hate it. I hate the movie even more.
Maybe if it was a book. Was it a book?
The original one, yeah.
Well, see, you should have read the book, Jay.
The book's totally different. It's a weird departure.
It's better. It's actually
it's
good,
better.
Apparently.
It's way better. No noises.
It's all
right. Can you imagine that on the page?
In the
background, you could hear a... just it's described those, in big letters.
One of those cards that opens up on the musical cards, and every page you open, it's the special edition.
That's really funny.
Oh my God, it's not. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's heinous.
Let's make it. Dude, I guarantee someone would buy it.
You're probably
Kickstarter,
right.
Let's do it.
Somebody would buy anything, Jay.
Yes. Yeah, we live in that kind of world.
I mean, we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's commercialism.
Yes.
And as we all learned from Miracle on 34th Street this year, except for Jay, commercialism is wrong.
Oh, God.
It's the reason for the season. I thought that was the message.
No, not Jay.
Buy things.
This is why you're such a miserable person. And next year, when you let Christmas into your heart, you're going to see it's going to change your life, man. It's going to change your life.
I've been watching It's Always Sunny. And you remind me, I just watched the episode, the Mac Day episode. And you just reminded me right now of like Mac trying to convert everybody to Catholicism. Like reading I just want to convert you guys to Catholicism. Like that's what that just flashbacked to me, dude.
I haven't seen that
there
show.
There is no
in
Christmas magic.
Years. Is Mac still fat?
No, that was only for one season or whatever.
Yeah. No, he's
I think
gay.
That's when I tuned out.
He's gay now.
He's gay now. Mm-hmm. The last season.
Haven't
two
been
seasons
there.
Ago.
Yeah.
You should really watch it. It was a really funny show.
I've been to catch up with it.
I watched
that
it.
Show. Watched watched the first half, I assume half of the season of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I think it was the mid season finale.
Right?
Roiland and Harmon are signed to like an 80 something episode deal and they only released five episodes.
Well, I mean, if you want to drag it all over the course of your whole life,
yeah. I guess, yeah,
you can make 80 episodes.
I mean, they were good episodes, don't get me wrong,
they're fun,
but it's like it's been 2.5 years, 3 years,
yeah,
it's been a while,
yeah. It's one of those things like Game of Thrones where when you go on a long break, I expect the shit you come back with
to be
popping. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. It was typical Rick and Morty fare.
Yeah.
And they even made a joke about that, how they were like, we'll do some new adventures, we'll do some old adventures. We'll do old Rick and Morty, new Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty to the end of time, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty adventures. That whole bit that they do. And I was like, oh, okay, it's funny on two levels, and that was good. But
they didn't bring the A game that you were hoping for?
It was fine.
I mean, they were good episodes. I think they were like, there was not an episode that I disliked, I would say.
No.
But I don't think it was anything on the level of, like, what's that one with the Council of Ricks?
Oh, the Council
and
of
Evil
Ricks.
Morty.
I like the dog one.
I like the dog one, too.
Oh,
yeah.
It was one of the early ones.
Classic.
But yeah. I don't think, there was anything even on that level. Maybe the cat, just because I like the end of the cat one.
The cat was fine. I thought it was clever, but I didn't think it was funny. I was like, oh, okay.
That's what I thought it was funny, because they're taking a shot at they're taking a shot at all the fans who are like, the Rick and Morty multiverse, and like they're going into all these crazy fan theories, and the cat was just like, don't ask questions.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what I thought that whole message was, which I thought was funny. Because it's like,
it's funnier now that you said that.
Yeah. I'm a talking cat. Why do you talk? Don't ask questions. Like, and then you haven't seen it, but there's this whole reveal at the end.
I don't think I saw it.
Have you seen any Rick and Morty?
I don't think I've seen past the second season.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's this cat, and the whole question is, like, the whole time, the B-plot is, why do you talk? Why do you talk? And the cat just, don't ask questions. So at the end, they capture it, put it in a box, and Rick reads its mind. And all they show is Jerry and Rick, like, screaming and throwing up and horror, and you hear, like, sounds, but you never see what happens. And they never show you what happens. And that's the end.
Point, you don't want to know.
Of course, yeah, no.
But, man, worrying about the Rick and Morty multiverse is like worrying about the Star Trek multiverse. Like, don't bother. It's even worse, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, don't bother. they've established the premise of the show is that they can do anything ridiculous because the multiverse exists.
Yes.
And that's it.
We're done here.
That's it. That's all you need.
And sometimes they'll loop in a continuing... I do like that sometimes they loop in a continuing story, like Evil Morty. I like how he kind of pops in every once in a while. Yeah. I like that Evil kind of Morty. Stuff. But like
people take it a little too seriously.
I think they do. And I think that was the message he was trying to send there. It definitely... I was hesitant to get into it because of that. Like the whole Pickle Rick shit. Like... all the like memes that are always going around. I didn't start watching until after season 3 had ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All that shit.
Do you have any idea how topically appropriate this is? Because that is a show about nonsense that successfully weaves it around a plot.
Yeah.
It's basically a series of just whatever the fuck we wanted to do. We had an outrageous idea. We stuck it in. And now we're explaining it with this adventure that these guys are going on. And... it's almost the same thing as Family Guy, which is just a set of jokes that are random and have no connecting tissue whatsoever, and then they just weave a show.
But that's where I would step in and say that that American Dad was like the marriage of like the random jokes, but in an actual situational comedy. Like,
sure.
Not just cutaway. Like it was the jokes were appropriate because of the situation.
That's why American Dad wasn't as good.
No, I think it was better. As I got older, I found American Dad to be
as your taste
show.
Matured.
Yeah. Futurama.
You thought American Dad was more appropriate.
It was just better written. Better. It was funnier. Yeah.
I think Family Guy.
We all got to grow up, Brandon.
Yeah, Family Guy was like I loved it the first three, even when it came back for like
we
a season.
17 when it came out.
Like, but yeah, it was like fucking hilarious. It was the
of
best
course.
Shit on TV.
Yep.
But then at a certain point, I was like, this is dumb.
They're the same jokes. Yeah. They're the same cutaway gags. It's the same formula. Everything is the same formula.
Well, the original seasons are still good.
Yeah.
It's just that they ran out of runway.
Well, it's The Simpsons, right? It's the same thing with The Simpsons. It's going to be on forever, though. Family Guy will never die. The Simpsons will never die. McFarlane's best work is... God, I'm blanking on the name of it now.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, no, I heard that was terrible.
No, his like fanboy wet dream come true of being able to
or the Orville.
Orville, which is basically the Next Generation with some dick jokes in it.
Is that how many seasons are they into?
They're on to their second.
They're through their second. I think they're into their third. Yeah, they're premiering in January, maybe.
I watched part of the first season. I didn't love it.
I didn't fall in love with it either.
Picks up towards the end of the first season and into the second season. Yeah, it finds its footing. It's got TNG syndrome.
Okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
Maybe I will too.
I have a problem with Seth MacFarlane as an actor because I don't see anybody but Brian.
Love him as an actor,
it's tough watching him.
He's not a great actor.
He's just so fucking full of himself.
I mean, not that I'm a good actor.
We're ones to talk, but I just think he's a very smug person.
He has one way of delivering lines, and it's, that's the same. You'll notice it.
Is it like
cadence.
Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, it's like.
It's Brian.
Is it like he talks?
It's just like this.
Brian
like,
Griffin.
Go to the bridge. Transport me down. We're in the shuttlecraft.
Is he just a little snide about everything?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, about everything.
Exactly. Like, that comm wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened to him? That. It's that delivery.
Yeah.
But like,
he's almost there, but he's not.
But like, they actually tell some really good stories, especially in the second season. I think they tell some really good, like TNG style stories.
Well, as a writer, he might be half decent.
Yeah.
Oh no! I think he's
he was like a Star Trek fanboy. He is a Star Trek fanboy.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah,
which makes total sense.
Which my favorite Family Guy moment is the two-parter. It's and then they end it with the to be continued, but it's the TNG best of both worlds to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I fucking love that. I still love that he did that.
Yeah, it was a show catered for nerds.
Yeah,
because he was a nerd. He grew up with the sci-fi culture, and even Star Wars is referenced constantly in the show.
Oh yeah.
Well, didn't they do episodes?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He always get stuck into something.
Yeah.
It's like the power's out. The power's always out, and he's always like, "All right, well now I got to tell you guys about Star Wars."
Yep.
And it's Peter Griffin
stuck in the panic room,
telling the tale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets progressively worse. Yes. They're stuck in the panic room, and yep. Those were some of the best episodes, I think.
That was but then that was around the time I stopped watching. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep. Well, like Futurama. I said, got to grow up, B.
Yeah.
Going to bigger, better things.
Taste mature, you know.
American Dad.
Mm-mm. Well, I just
like
think
I never liked American Dad.
It's
really?
Terrible. It's a
yeah,
terrible show.
I just couldn't get behind it.
All right, fair enough. I just think
I feel like I watched it for the first
two seasons. I think
the
characters are better.
They're not.
Okay. Well, that's what your opinion.
I didn't like the alien.
It is my opinion.
I didn't like the fish.
Klaus is really fucking.
He's a fish.
He was Stewie.
No, it was not. He's different.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't as funny.
I feel like it was the same type of
interstellar adventures. Sorry, Jay.
Like this megalomaniac thing that shouldn't be a megalomaniac. Like that was the bit.
In the first season, yeah. But he wasn't that much later on.
Oh, okay. So they evolved. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I only watched the first season.
The show evolved totally over the first to second seasons. Totally. Like completely changed. Yeah. And Roger the Alien became less obnoxious and more part of the family and more like an actual character. He's still outrageous, but he was like not just like that you know, butt of the joke and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
But fair enough. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I never got into it either, man.
Yeah.
But I would know what I did get into.
What?
Fucking Disney, baby. Because you have no choice.
Here we are.
They are our overlords.
Who would you say is Disney's competitor, Jay?
There isn't one.
I mean, there's got to be somebody. Other people make movies, right?
I was going to say, like, do you just movie-wise, the first thing I was going to say was the MCU. And then, wait a second.
Try.
No.
You'd be like, 20th Century. Never mind.
Nope.
Never mind.
Pixar is owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm. Paramount's not even close.
No, Paramount's not a competitor.
I mean, they are, but they're not on the same.
What about the Weinstein Company? Do they still make movies?
They do.
From jail, yes.
Yeah. But no,
it's prison docs now.
No, they're still an entity.
They got to be rolling in dough, right?
They're still an entity, but.
Do you think they changed their title card?
I bet they did.
Probably doesn't say Weinstein
bars
anymore.
It's just a setting sun. It says the inmate number.
It just flashes across the screen. You're like, what is that production? I don't know. Whatever.
What's that barcode?
Just watch this movie. That's how they get away with still making movies.
Yeah. Yeah, Universal's not even a competitor. It's just the Disney's dominant.
They are, right?
I mean, Universal would be the closest competitor,
but like again, just as a matter of scale, like they
should ask Dan about this.
Yeah, right.
Would he know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he would know. Absolutely, he's all Hollywooded.
Because Disney's one of they're one of the big six, right?
The big six accounting firms?
No, like the big six media.
I think it's
like,
four of those.
Owning
owning everything.
I have no idea. I've never heard of the big six.
It's them. It's, now it was NBC Universal, which is now, Vivendi Universal, which is GE, and it's,
They're owned by GE,
So GE's a competitor.
Kind of, but we're talking, I guess.
I'm talking kind of in general in the market.
Oh, I thought we were talking movies.
But movies, yeah. GE, I guess, because they own Universal, would be a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You could make that case. But it's like the big six. I don't know if it's six anymore, but like when I learned about it, it's like the six.
I think at this point it's not.
Big companies that control basically everything. Like they, you know, through subsidiaries and ownerships.
Where does Viacom fit in?
Viacom is...
they own a lot of shit.
They do. I think... Are they part of Paramount?
That's what I was going to say, Paramount.
I think they're part of Paramount.
Hmm.
And they own a lot of cable network television. Yes.
Viacom.
Or cable television, yeah. That was their big thing.
Well.
I mean, there are alternatives, I guess, but like.
At least they're still releasing great content across
Sony,
the board.
Sony Pictures.
Sony Pictures Studios.
They put out count. Movies.
They're Japanese.
I don't know about the good movies,
they
put out movies.
They do put things on a screen.
They do produce and distribute, you know, Godzilla movies and stuff like that, so I gotta give it up for them. All of my old favorite Godzilla movies, they distributed them all, so.
It's a sad reason to like Sony.
There's not many other reasons.
If you have a PlayStation, there is.
Yeah.
Well, for sure for that. We're talking Sony Pictures.
They're big on the video game scene. There are people who would say the PlayStation is the supreme video game experience.
I mean, by numbers.
But, would you?
Oh, yeah. Hardware-wise, I think it still blows Xbox out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No,
it sold more units this generation.
Yeah,
it has
better exclusives as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Anyways, we're talking pictures. So we're talking movies, Sony Pictures. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean...
Sony industry-wide might even. I mean, Sony owns a lot of shit.
Sony's got their fingers in a lot of pies.
I'm sure they do.
Everything electronic.
Right?
Yeah.
They're putting their chips
although
in their phones.
Although you don't get any Sony phones. You get Samsung phones, but...
Is that Japan also?
Samsung is Korea.
Korea.
Yes.
Figures.
What?
They got such good internet over there. You get on that South Korean internet. They have the best internet in the world.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They have more people in that country have high-speed internet than any other country on the planet.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like 98% accessibility or something like that.
Interesting.
I mean, listen, they exist on a small peninsula. It's
there's really not much.
You can get the wires everywhere.
Yeah.
But, a lot easier.
But it's still something to be proud of.
And you also have a really nuclear power to your north, which is a little bit.
So you want to have good download speeds.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to get, oh no, one more episode before I get nuked.
You got to make sure it's all underground and encased so that when the nukes fall and you're all in your bunkers.
Right.
They can play StarCraft.
Yeah. This is South Korea, Jay. None of them have bunkers.
They do if they're playing Terran. That is a deep cut.
That is a huge nerd joke. Yeah. Wow. It even took me a second, and I'm a huge nerd. It was like, the what? Bunkers.
Yep.
Okay.
We went there.
Yep. I think a lot of them probably do play StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a big thing
StarCraft
over there.
StarCraft was huge there.
The original StarCraft is
The original one was huge there.
Yes.
And StarCraft 2, I don't know.
StarCraft 2 kind of...
But at that point, the League of Legends and stuff was out.
So StarCraft 2 is actually the pioneer for esports. So if you look back at the whole movement.
Whoa, you have no idea how much Jay's eyes just
lit. Oh, no.
I wish I had caught that.
Jay knows what we're talking about here.
Like a sparkle, like a kid on Christmas morning. Except for not Jay, because he doesn't believe in Christmas.
Yeah, no.
So the original tournament in Korea for StarCraft 2, they were offering, I mean, it was, I don't know the amount of money but it ended up being the winner would take, $85,000, $90,000 US for their month-long tournament that they would put on. So they were giving out a huge chunk of money. Blizzard just completely failed to monetize on all this and on so many fronts. So League came up, which is super accessible, free to play.
Talking about League of Legends?
League of Legends.
For people out there who are not nerds.
And they would literally have these matches. You would click open the League browser, and if there was League Pro matches, they would have them streaming. Blizzard refused to ever integrate that. So it was a really good onboarding for people. I'll try out League. Oh, what's this? These are the professionals playing. I'll click here, and I'll get a little bit more into esports, too, where Blizzard was like, play my game, pay me $60, and then another $60, and then another $60, and we're going to offer no BattleNet accessibility.
They didn't see the future coming.
Yeah, I don't think they saw how big it would be. I think that was what it was.
They could have gotten on the ground floor. Was it?
But they're still, they still make a ton of money from South Korea.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Who was it recently? Who was the Stand with Beijing guy, and they took away his... Was
that
Blizzard?
Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was during a Hearthstone tournament.
It was during
a
Hearthstone.
Motherfuckers.
But I believe they returned it after...
Did they?
I believe...
Yeah, because could you have a worse PR idea? Are you kidding me?
Blew up in their... So there was a Hearthstone, which is a collectible card game, played online.
Oh, my God, nerds.
Streamer from... And he was playing in a tournament, and he's from Hong Kong, and he threw up a...
He was wearing a... He was wearing Riot gear on camera.
Yeah,
as a statement, and I think he said he said
free.
Basically, it was an interview with two video game commentator guys and one of the top players.
Mm-hmm. No, he was playing.
What?
He was it was in match or something.
I thought
he
was just doing an interview when he did the whole.
No, because the commentators they cut back to the commentators and they were literally hiding
below the desk. Under the desk.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but you might be right.
I think it was a post game interview. Because it looked like he was just streaming from his house.
I haven't seen it. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy said something or wore something that made a statement in favor of the Hong Kong protesters.
He basically showed up and just jumped up on camera with goggles, face mask on, and said free Hong Kong,
free Hong Kong, something like that.
And the commentators were like, oh, shit. They dove
they
under their desk.
Literally hit under their desk.
Because they don't want to be associated with that.
And this is in Korea, though, right?
This is in...
He's a Hong Kong.
He's a Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. But
this was a Chinese Hearthstone event.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. So this is all going on in China.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Blizzard, Blizzard's not the only company that's done this. Nike, I believe, did
it's a huge corporate sellout.
We'll talk about the NBA.
The NBA
is a big thing.
Yep.
And it is. It's a huge corporate sellout. So Blizzard immediately yanked his prize money, banned him from Hearthstone, the game. They banned his BattleNet. Mm-hmm. They basically tried to erase this guy out of existence.
And they, I think they fired those two guys.
They did fire the commentators. Yeah. Or at least one of them. I didn't know if they fired both of them.
They may have gotten their job back. Cause
the Blizzard did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Because they were employed by... this was the Blizzard...
What?
They literally tried to protect themselves.
Yeah, they tried to protect their
interests. This kid who just won a video game contest was brave enough to say something. You hid under your desk?
No.
What are they trying to protect themselves from?
The Chinese government.
Right. This kid had the balls to say something, and you went and hid under your desk?
No, but then Blizzard, who's not Chinese, fired
them. Blizzard did this. Blizzard let... for hiding under their desks. Blizzard let them go.
Yeah.
But this was a...
I still don't have a huge problem with that.
It's called the WCS. I think it's the WCS, World Championship Series for Hearthstone, which is basically just a bunch of circuits. So Blizzard is administrating all of these tournaments. Blizzard is hiring everybody for all of this. And so to protect their image, they basically were like, get the fuck out of here. Everybody associated with it.
Yeah, they just glass.
To appease
everything.
The Chinese government, because to get any of the...
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
Oh, well, now I disagree.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, wait.
I was like, you misunderstood.
I thought they were firing these people as fuck you to China. Like, you know what? We are going to...
They were firing them to be like...
Like, look, China, hey, we're taking care of it.
All good. Let us continue to let us operate in your market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about. Yes. They want the cash. Yeah. Which is why, I know, Brandon, you said the NBA. I heard about that one.
That's a big one.
And it's just like, come on, guys. Like... either and you know you what? Either grow a spine
dollar,
or don't.
It just shows you how much the almighty dollar means.
But you know what? I'm fine with it if you're just going to be like, yeah, listen, we want to keep doing business with them. But the idea that like these companies say they're
hold on, I want to pull up this. Keep talking. I'm going to pull up the statement.
They say they're pro democracy and they say they're for free speech and they say they're all these things and then. They do something like this.
Well, when it's not in their interest.
Right.
It's woke brands. It's woke brands, right? Is that the term for it?
Sort of, yeah.
Yes, woke brands. Sort of. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Disney does the same thing.
Of course they do.
That's why the lesbian kiss in Star Wars is like half a second at the end.
That pissed me off. That was one of the things that pissed me off more than anything. Like, yeah,
they can cut it right out in China.
Like, and that's what it was for, because I guarantee it doesn't air in China, and it's such a pussy move. We've got a lesbian kiss in Star Wars. There's been lesbian and gay characters in the fucking expanded universe for fucking years.
Yeah, those aren't movies.
I know, but it's like, it's just such bullshit.
I'm with Dave. They're not movies. Like, nobody would have seen that unless they were real, real.
No, I know.
But here's the thing. If you really wanted to do something, you could make, like, an actual character gay.
Yes. They just need to be people. I don't know why you have to point them out.
It's the same thing with Rowling.
Gay people, they're people. They're just people.
Yeah. Like, they're fine. The problem is that they do it in such a way that they can be removed from countries. Like, Iran's already removed it.
Yeah.
If you really cared, you'd be like, hey, you're going to air our movie without making any changes.
Well, no, and it's like with Rowling, and I love Harry Potter, but like when she was like, guess what? Dumbledore's gay after she released all the books.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm just like, I'm not mad that he's a gay character. Like, people were mad that he was a gay character. I'm not mad that he's a gay character.
Sure, Jay.
I'm mad that, like,
see this?
You included literally nothing in your text.
And the thing she's done since then, too. I've just been...
And then are just going out and saying, I've got a gay character, and Hermione was supposed to be black because I'm woke.
This is what somebody who hates gay characters would say.
No. What? No.
Say, it's not because he's a gay character. It's because of J.K. Rowling.
No, J.K. Rowling.
Okay, Jay. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, and then she just said something with this trans shit. The lady who got fired, or who got her contract non-renewed for making like some bigoted statements.
Dolores Umbridge?
Yes.
What did she say?
Appealed it to their Department of Labor, still got it non-renewed and upheld, and Rowling is like, we should support people's right to say whatever they want, and blah, blah, blah. It was fucking stupid. Brandon, you can tell
the story.
It was basically like, there was this woman who was... not head of, but she was working for like a charity or like an activist organization or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she had a history of
being TERF.
Which means what? Because I keep hearing that
trans
term.
Exclusionary radical feminists.
So can you go into more depth on that?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's radical feminists who really, when you listen to what they say, just sound like alt-righters anyway, and they're specifically like specifically saying like, no, feminism is our thing. Trans people can't even be involved in feminism, and I'm simplifying it big time, but that's they are trans exclusionary, as in like our feminism is not about like trans people. Not they don't believe in intersectionality whatsoever, and you know, that's pretty much it. But they're a bunch of shitheads, really.
So she had been making...
This doesn't sound that extreme.
Well, she'd been making bigoted statements that had been making other employees feel uncomfortable.
I'll quote TERFs later and if her, you'd like me to. But
I'd like you to, because nothing... You said, I mean, if you're a feminist and you have... I'm imagining like a feminist organization, like a women's club of some kind, saying that they've only... are catering to biological women. I don't necessarily see the problem with that. If you're a woman who's been raised a woman and been a woman your whole life, and maybe you have a reason that you want a space where you only want to be around women, biological women, if we're going to use that term.
But I also think to advocate for anybody else's rights above your own. Like, I don't care if, like what you're saying, if you want your own space, but like for when you're going to make people feel... When you're bigoted, you make people feel invalidated. Multiple people.
Well, I don't know what this particular woman said.
So basically, this woman, and I don't know the quotes, but like the case was that she had been saying things that were making people feel very uncomfortable. She was very bigoted. So they waited
in a professional setting?
In a professional setting.
Okay, well, so that's...
waited till her contract was up, and they non-renewed her contract. Mm. And then she said she got really upset about it, played the whole free speech card, took it to... and Britain has like a labor court or something where they adjudicate stuff like this. Mm-hmm. The court upheld the company's decision to not renew her contract because she was being bigoted and making people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Which is fine. And then Rowling comes out in support of this woman who was non-renewed for making bigoted statements that make people feel uncomfortable. And like, well, we shouldn't fire people for exercising their free speech. Well, if I call black people the N-word and I get fired, I'm exercising my free speech.
How did you do it? Did you do it in a nice way?
I did it in a very angry way.
Was it with an A?
No, hard R.
Okay, well, see, this is why the details are important.
So if I hard R, like, yeah, it's me exercising my free speech, but it's my school exercising their right to free speech as well by not associating, or free association by not associating.
Absolutely, yeah. The woman has no right to a job if she was saying things in a professional setting. Like where I have a problem is when people are saying things like if I have a conversation with you and I say something that is, I don't know, offensive or whatever you want to take it as, and then you go to like my job and you're like, we need to fire this person, or
that's different.
But if you're doing it in a professional setting, that's an entirely different story.
You're on company time.
Exactly.
Private language is different. I'm a big believer in private language is different than public language.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. So in this case, as in all cases, J.K. Rowling is an idiot. Including that time where she made Hermione black, which I didn't even know about until
that was super recent. That was like, yeah, it was when like Fantastic Beasts 2 came out, and she like literally sent out a tweet, and it was like supposed to be from her original notes, and it was like Hermione Granger, black, female, like blah blah, like
Gryffindor,
she was saying that like Hermione was always supposed to be
the girl
black.
Who plays Hermione is going to be confused.
It's so she's done so much like postscript bullshit to the Harry Potter books.
I heard
so
Dumbledore was gay.
And there was even another,
I'm more fine with the J's.
More than just what we're talking about, too. There's a lot more examples where she just decides to tweet stuff.
It's like, I'm going to be woke. Like, no, like, Rowling, you wrote a book in a time where gay characters were not included in things and, you know, like, minorities didn't have as much representation in the media. And, like, that's okay.
It's okay.
Like, nobody's mad at you for that. Yeah. And you don't need to go back and retcon everything.
No.
Like, it just looks bad for you because it makes it seem like you're insecure about something.
Yes.
Yeah. This is why it doesn't bother me when like you read things like Tom Sawyer, where it's like, it's like N-word Jim.
Yeah, like
it was like, well, listen, I'm not going to go around calling people
that. Twain also studied for a long time too. Like Twain went
it was a riverboat. But like that's how people talked back then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm fine with that.
Yep. So we're all clear Hermione's white then, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
That's how she was written, wasn't it?
Ginger.
No. Her cat was. Hermione had brown hair.
Hmm. Oh, right. Ron was the ginger. Ron was the ginger. I'm sorry. Yeah.
My bad, guys. I got to go back and read Harry Potter.
So
okay. Have fun.
At Blizzard, our vision is to bring the world together through epic entertainment. Okay. And we have core values that apply here.
Mm.
Think globally, lead responsibly, and importantly, every voice matters, encouraging everybody to share their point of view. The actions that we took over the weekend are causing people to question if we are still committed to those values. We absolutely are.
And the great leader.
And I will explain. Our esports programs are an expression of our vision and values. Esports exist to create opportunities from players around the world from different cultures and backgrounds to come together to compete and share their passion for gaming. It is extremely important to us protect these channels, the purpose they serve, to bring the world together through epic entertainment, celebrate our players, and build diverse and inclusive communities. Oh my God, this thing is so long.
It's the most non-apology ever.
Oh my God.
It's so corporate. It
keeps going.
It didn't start good.
It's so corporate speak too. It's awful.
First, our official esports tournament broadcast was used as a platform for a winner of this event to share his views with the world. You were right, it was an interview. We interview competitors who are at their top of their craft to show how they feel. Over the weekend, Blitz Chung used his segment to make a statement about how the situation in Hong Kong, in violation of the rules he acknowledged and understood, and this is why we took action. Every voice matters. And we strongly encourage everyone in our community to share their viewpoints in many places available to express themselves. However, the official broadcast needs to be about the tournament and to be a place where all are welcome, unless you're from Hong Kong. In support of that, we want to keep the official channels focused on the game. Second, what is the role of the shoutcasters?
Oh, Jesus, there's a second?
This talks about why they fired the casters.
Oh,
yeah, okay. That shit was, they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Stay focused on the tournament. And they really, that's a non-apology for that. They elevate the watchability and help esports viewing experience. Stay focused for the tournament, our amazing players.
Collateral damage is what they were.
The specific views expressed by Blitzchung were not a factor in the decision we made.
Which is horseshit.
Like, this is literally in their statement a couple days after the
horse shit. That's complete and utter horseshit.
We have these rules to keep the focus on the game.
They're basically going, there's a book of guidelines that we have that everybody's read, and he broke section 13A, blah, 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 blah. They're trying to say it was he broke policy.
Yes, yeah.
But then in every other line, they're like, but we want everybody to be heard.
Like rule A.
Fuck off.
Well, he may have broken policy,
but
frankly.
They don't cite their policy.
If this was something that had been enforced repeatedly or was being enforced on everybody, it'd be a different story. But what it seems like is that they really just don't want to deal with the backlash from China because of this one particular situation.
Mm-hmm. I can almost get, I completely disagree with, but you're right as a company to let somebody go who you, you can kick them out of your tournament, you can blackball them, which is really what you're doing.
Just
okay.
But PR-wise, you
give them their prize money.
Bad, yeah.
Don't give them the prize money of the tournament they won.
That's
shitty part, fucked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, whether they're within their rights to do so is a different story. I mean, the right thing to do is to give the guy the money he won.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he won the money. He won the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm. He won the tournament. Yes.
So he gets the money.
He did eventually get the money.
They originally
said no.
But then after a lot of outcry, they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to give it back to him. And then no lifetime ban. He's just banned for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. At least he'll be back in 6 months.
Oh, here's their caster one. Sorry. With regard to the casters, remember, their purpose is to keep the event focused on the tournament. That didn't happen here, and we are setting their suspension to 6 months as well.
Oh, okay.
Which would be the equivalent of firing...
which is
like the casters of an NFL game for Colin Kaepernick taking a knee.
Exactly.
That's what that is.
Literally,
if they hid under their desks, I might though. That's kind of my point. I'm not the hiding under your desks thing is like.
Yeah, but they're trying to just
weird.
Distance themselves.
They were just they literally went oh shit, oh, kind of jokingly, but they were like, oh shit.
Yeah, getting out. They didn't want to be in the shot with
them. Because the implications of that are we are now guilty by association with this person who's...
And the casters
So you go, anyway, we've lost the feed. We're going to have to go back to Jenny, her name is, on the floor of the conference center.
For nothing, they're 20-year-old
Yeah, it was definitely not the...
Guys.
I don't know
they're
if it was the best move
broadcaster
to make.
Types.
They'll find new jobs. Yeah. They're fine.
They're not the typical television broadcaster types like we would be. Like you would expect on a sports thing.
Sound like Al Michaels and John Madden.
Exactly. It was,
neither of whom.
Some 21-year-old Chinese.
I don't know. It's just hiding under your desk.
Well, if you watch the clip, you'll...
I haven't seen the clip.
If you watch the clip, you'll understand what I mean. They were like... They literally oh, fuck. fuck, like, we could be disappeared because of this. Like, that the expression on their face. Like, that's why they fucking were like, we don't want
to
be part of this.
Because they, to my understanding, the casters lived in, well, Hong Kong is in China, but, like, lived in China proper. Blitz Chung is from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's
yes.
He's a little bit more protected because he's inside Hong Kong.
Sadly, for now, yeah.
For now.
I don't know what it's
going to become. But the casters would have had no such protection.
No.
Well, listen, it's definitely not great.
No, terrible optics for Blizzard.
Horrible.
I mean, are they making money? What was their last good game?
Hearthstone is what's really making them money.
Hearthstone and... yeah.
I mean, WoW is still doing strong for them.
When WoW Classic came out, I mean, that was a big...
Wow.
Wow.
You guys want to, like, maybe... Wow. Hey, look, you guys want to, like, casually play WoW Classic?
I do not want to do that at
God,
all.
No.
Just, like, super casually.
No. There's nothing that would make me want to do that.
Nope.
I would rather watch Alice in Wonderland. I would rather watch Alice in Unterland.
Unterland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would rather watch Blade Runner 20, who the hell cares? Nobody saw that movie. Than play WoW. I got to tell you. Wow. Wow. Wow that you would even ask
me. You don't miss the grind.
No.
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 Like, just like...
That's where I understood that.
Goldshire. Like,
that's where, to me at least, the word grind came from. That's where I finally understood what the word grind meant in games.
I mean, EverQuest maybe before
I learned about chicks. Yeah, I mean, that was it took on a whole different. Anyway, Alice in Wonderland is
it's trippy as hell. The first one was trippy.
Don't watch it. Save your time.
Yeah, as far as Disney movies go, we're gonna get to better ones.
Not the best. We'll be back next week though with
Spin the Dice.
Brandon, you said you were gonna come up with one. You told me you were gonna come up with a movie.
Oh, I did?
You had one picked out.
No, I didn't. I just pull up Disney Plus every time this week.
Can't
like, this is what we're doing.
Anything.
Because I want to make
Let's
sure
disappear
that... I want to make sure...
I feel like we're being pretty clear about
when
what
we give
need.
Our directions.
And then he's
I mean, I'm
coming
a teacher,
with, like,
so I feel like I'm very good at...
Fucking
he's literally looking
clearly
right now
stating
for
directions.
That's the best part about Disney Plus.
Listen,
I
if you don't
say,
do the homework,
it's
you don't
available
get
right here, now, right now, we make up our minds.
You know you can only put that on up to 9 devices, right?
No, I did not.
10 devices, I think I lied.
That's better than...
That's much better
That's better
Netflix.
Than Amazon Prime.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, Prime and Netflix are 6.
Yeah.
Really?
They can fuck themselves.
A 6 or 4.
That sounds like bullshit.
I want to say 6.
They
I'm definitely
used to
cheating
be
then.
Used to be unlimited, as we know.
So, yeah,
did
next
they
week...
Did do a live-action Little Mermaid? What?
Oh, I hate the Little Mermaid.
What? We'll be watching the Little Mermaid.
No. It's a... Okay. I think it's a like a concert performance kind of thing.
Oh yeah, we'll be watching the Little Mermaid.
No. There are more.
You don't want to see the concert performance?
I do not.
Oh, Jay, you are gonna miss out. And the Little Mermaid is a great film.
Terrified me as a kid.
Oh like, my god, are you scared of octopuses? I'm
scared of the whirlpool. Whirlpool scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
it was the first movie
whirlpool
I saw. I was like 4
scary.
Years old, and I remember just being terrified. That's one of my like. Earlier memory, like vivid memories. You
That's
know, you have
funny.
Like yeah. the younger you get, the less vivid memories you have. That is one of my most vivid early memories. Is sitting in that theater in next. That's now a Lowe's, and it was this old 2-screen theater. And I'm sitting in my seat. My dad's next to me, and I'm just like curled up, terrified.
That's priceless.
All right,
wow,
week,
now we're definitely watching it.
Next week,
not a
we're going to learn about the bare necessities.
The simple bare necessities.
Oh, Jumanji.
No, we already watched that.
The Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the bare necessities.
Yes.
Blue.
The simple bare necessities.
And if you're curious, Tailspin is
ooh,
on
we
Disney
should do
Plus,
Fern Gully.
So.
What?
Ooh, well, that's no what?
No remake yet.
Yeah, there is. There's a Fern Gully.
What?
There definitely was. All right, but anyway, bare necessities next week.
Okay, we'll come back next week with the Jungle Book, and Jay's gonna find us a remake of Fern Gully.
Okay, careful. There is like a late 90s non Disney Jungle Book, Jay. That you don't watch that one. Okay, only watch the ones that are on Disney Plus. Understand? Right. You understand? Okay.
Brandon, I feel like we're very clear with the things we need.
Yeah, but that's why I'm starting to use the years again when we text about
okay.
it.
The years make it much easier.
Yeah, I know.
I
know, Jay.
I just can't even believe you could have made that error to not even watch one of the right movies.
The two exact wrong things.
The only things that existed
we
that could have been wrong.
Stupid Christmas movie. And I watched stupid Christmas movie.
You literally watched,
I watched
the wrongest things
watched
you could
TV,
have watched.
She watched. I watched two TV movies.
Two stupid Christmas
what a
movies.
Out bullshit. You're doing the whole
last
next episode
you
on
only,
your own. You're going to tell us about the Jungle Book.
Last year, you only asked me to watch one stupid Christmas movie. Now I had to watch two this year. So fuck you guys.
Wow. You know he's right.
He is.
Doesn't have a point, but he's right.
Yeah. Right. That's all that matters.
Next year's doesn't mean anything,
next
but
year's
he's right.
Got to be three.
Yeah, three Christmas movies next year. But
clearly,
we'll get there.
It's not enough.
Oh,
yet.
Gouge my eyes out.
We'll be back next week with the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I hope you guys had a happy holiday. Happy New Year
and everything.
And I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.